This is Bob Williamson. Yes, I hate evil. So as expected yesterday, several people wrote and railed about comments made about President Obama that I made yesterday. Well, you know what? I stand by every last one of them. I don't hate Obama, and I'm not the right-wing fanatic bigot hater. I do hate sin, though, because I've seen the death and devastation that it yields firsthand. I've seen unedited direct news feeds of the slaughter of innocent Christians. I've seen them crucified, beheaded, burned alive, shot in the back of the head, and drowned. I've seen videos of children recounting how they have been raped and tortured, and I've seen century-old churches completely and utterly destroyed as fanatical Muslims try to destroy every vestige of Christianity from this land of its birthplace. I know that the president has access to all of this information, too. And if he wanted to, he could alleviate so much suffering by simply issuing out a directive. But he does nothing. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a bold Christian who was ultimately martyred by Hitler for his stand against what Hitler was doing to the Jews and others, said of the church and the German people, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." He also stated the following, "The test of morality of a society is what it does for its children. We will have to repent in this generation, not merely for the hateful words and actions of the bad people, but for the appalling silence of the good people." Martin Luther King Jr. also had some poignant quotes we should analyze. "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetuate it. Hatred paralyzes life. Love releases it. Hatred confuses life. Love harmonizes it. Hatred darkens life. Love illuminates it." So I, for one, am not going to stand by and be silent as my Christian brothers and sisters become victims of genocide, with our president and his administration blocking what little relief they could be afforded. No, I'm going to speak out boldly about the evil that has overtaken our country and indeed the world. You can unsubscribe or send me hate letters, but I'm comforted in knowing I'm in good company. John 15:18. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. That was Jesus Christ. So you have a great weekend, and go to Honey Lake Church or somewhere Sunday. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.